Hi everybody, it's that time again. It's the BTA review with me, Clive Ratton.
And me, Andrew Clark.
Well, there we go. It's just after bank holiday, the first one of 2024 in any way. So Easter, good long break. But now we get into that busy period leading up to the summer where we have a bit of a quiet period, which is good. So everybody seems to be busy, but everybody's on holiday at the moment as well, which is nice.
Conference season, I think we're hitting, Clive. I think that's the words that you're probably looking for.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, May, June, the conference season. So looking forward to that. And I'm off to ITM conference in Brighton, which I always look forward to. And it's always nice being a delegate at a conference in the industry. You can sit back, relax, and pinch all their ideas. It is good to catch up with them and enjoy a few days down in Brighton listening to what will be great content, I'm sure. And are you heading to any? I can't remember if you've got any conferences coming up.
Well, we held our People and Talent conference last week, just before Easter now, since our last conversation. But that was a really fantastic day. I think things like that really do show that the people are the driving force of our industry. Forget what else is going on. If you've not got the right people in the right places collaborating, then actually nothing gets done and nothing gets achieved. So so that was a really great day. And then I went to the Northern Transport Summit, spent the day there where we had an esteemed company with the Northern mayors from Liverpool, Manchester and Yorkshire. So that was a good day, really talking about kind of the plans for the North, the regeneration, the kind of rail, the HS2 debacle, what the key plans are and their thoughts. Obviously, they're about to hit the local mayor elections, so that's be interesting to see kind of how that pans out, and then how they kind of take their plans forward once that's out of the way in a month's time.
Yeah, it's good that we're getting invited to this kind of stuff, and clearly good that you're in that part of the world, so it makes it easier to attend. But what was the rest of the delegates? Who are they, and what are the kind of mix? It's obviously a big crowd, I would imagine, turned up for something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, big crowd. I mean, we had all the kind of transport infrastructure companies, whether it be the Transport for Greater Manchester. We had the airport there. We had National Express. We had a lot of road haulage, actually, haulage companies that were there as well, just to kind of, talk about the capacity. I think the capacity on the railway lines is the key thing. And, one of the key messages that came out was this is not about getting from London to Manchester in a quicker time. This is about capacity on the north to south roads or railways. Once you start putting more freight on there, which they're expecting a lot of freight to be moved off the roads onto the railways, once you start filling that with freight, then suddenly your capacity to move travellers and business travellers through the railway lines becomes congested. So it was really, really good conversations. I really enjoyed the day. And like you say, for us to get invited there, we got our manifesto in front of a lot of people over there. So let's see what that brings and what conversations that brings. But really good and insightful day. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good. It's surprising how kind of motivational those meetings are to go to, because you realise there's a lot of like-minded people there, and it's great to get the voice of business travel in it, because it's not often talked about. The fact that moving haulage off the roads onto rails impacts business travel is not something people would necessarily think about. That's when we get there. And yeah, that message around HS2 being about capacity for passengers vis-a-vis freight has never come out. And even one that I only learned about later on into the process when talking directly to HS2 pre-pandemic was that's what it was about. I'd never, been involved before and just assumed it was about, price, speed and everything else. But but really interesting. I'm glad you went to that day, and more to come, I guess. They're pretty active up there, those northern mayors, on fighting. So for their kind of constituents want, and rightly so.
Yeah, and it was quite funny because they spoke a lot about collaboration and how they're all working together and this kind of, cross-party collaboration. And when I kind of looked on stage, I was thinking, well, they're all actually Labour. So I'm not sure it's cross-party. It's probably cross the divide of Liverpool v Manchester v Leeds, but not necessarily cross-party. So it'll be interesting to see you know, if they all get back re-elected and it stays a Labour-focused area, or and then, you know, if that is the case, then the good work that they've put in so far in certain areas hopefully will continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that's, you know, likely to be too much change, but one never knows when you get to May the 5th and the elections. We will see. But well, equally down south, I had with a couple of our board members and members a chat with Hugh Merriman, the Minister for Rail. We went into the Westminster and had a good hour conversation with him, which was really good. And he is a guy who does care deeply about the railways and understands what we're trying to push. And you know, we've now got some even deeper workings with the DfT rail coming out of the back of that. I've already been asked to submit some written evidence to select committee, so that's beginning to take a new route really into government for us as the Business Travel Association. That clearly won't change post whatever happens in a general election, because the link is with the DfT on the railways. And as you know, we spend a lot of time talking to RDG and their colleagues at GBRTT about the transition and the opportunity that rail brings. So it was nice to get in front of him and for him to be genuinely interested and spend a lot of time talking to us and wanting to understand not only what the issues were, but really we were trying to get over that message about what the opportunity is. It's not just about getting business travellers back to where they were. It is about modal switch from all the people that are in cars travelling for business now and on domestic air. That it's, you know, it's probably the only sector for the railways where huge growth is possible. And I think he got that. So that's good for us to be involved in that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's good. And I think one of the topics we spoke about in our chats when we catch up is accessibility in travel, and one of the kind of key sort of points that they were making is just around this kind of social mobility and physical mobility. It kind of links hand in hand, and I think it'll be interesting to see now this topic seems to be coming to the fore. If you look at I think Emirates just launched a specific area in their airport in Dubai that can help autistic travellers travelling. So there's a lot of thought going in around how the supply chain is thinking about accessible travel in all forms, regardless of how people are thinking about trying to get around.
Yeah, we just need joined up kind of thinking around it. So whether you get on a bus, a train, a plane, or in a car, the expectations and needs are recognized in the same way. So it becomes an easy transition for somebody traveling with accessibility issues, for sure. And it is, something we're really trying to pick up on this year. We've kind of had a few eye-opener moments ourselves and talking to people that have these issues that kind of go, why me? We do need to talk about it as a sector a whole lot more moving forward. So yeah, something we will do. But we also just kind of moving it up a bit. We're off on the road, aren't we? We're heading out.
We are. You're allowing us out of the country.
Well, I was thinking of Scotland, but you're also talking about we're heading off to Luxembourg, the Duchy, the Grand Duchy.
I was meaning Scotland.
Okay, twice then.
Yes, with everything going on there, I think we'll need passports soon to get into Scotland, but not at the moment. Yeah.
No, we're all good to go. But I'm looking forward to that. 18th of April, if my memory serves me correctly.
Correct.
We're heading up there to do a kind of BTA on the road in conjunction with our good friends at the SPAA, the Scottish Passenger Association, inviting anybody linked with business travel to come along and hear about BTA and meet a few members and partners. And you don't need to be BTA member to come along. You just need to be in business travel or a member of the SPAA. So looking forward to that. A few drams up north.
Yeah, should be good. And it's always nice to get into areas of the country where we're not normally associated. So being up in Scotland and working with SPAA will be nice. And I suppose it won't be one of our BTA review shows where we don't talk about kind of headline news. And obviously the headline news since we last spoke, I think, was the Amex CWT acquisition.
Yeah, big news in the industry. And clearly the M&A activity continues, and it's a big one. It's going to be interesting to see how that pans out and for the sector and what other moves occur out of it. But yeah, a bit of a way yet before it's all signed and sealed and delivered. But it's an interesting one.
Yeah. And we've met up with the buyers recently, Clive.
We did, yeah. Had a good meeting with our buyers advisory group and shared with them some of the objectives that we've got for this year and hearing back from them. And it's kind of sad in some ways that NDC still features up there as a topic of conversations. You know, I kind of think, well, we've got to talk about something else. But it for everything that's going on here and in America with American and others, it's still because it's friction, right, in the industry, which is not helping, but it is there. So they were clearly talking about that. We also raised around the drop-off and pick-up fees at airport increases. I've actually sort of going slightly off what you were talking about there, but seen some responses from local MPs who people have written to supporting what we're saying, and you know, we've had a response from to one MP from Gatwick saying, well, we've got to keep it because it's about putting people onto sustainable transport options, which, you know, frankly is a sham, is what I put on a post. It's just like, why don't you just come out and say it's about revenue generation? And a nice side effect would be that some people might choose to take the bus or the train, which actually the facts are not proving to be the case anyway. And then similarly with Heathrow, it is around accessibility and all the rest of it, and it's just strange. But the interesting thing is most MPs have either, it's not the first time they've heard it from their constituents, and something they're raising. So we will keep banging away at that. I know it's a long game.
Yeah.
And you're going to remove a lot of revenue from airports, but it's just frustrating that it's cost. We've done a calculation on one member. It's actually adding that and APD, reckon about £250,000 spend onto a large blue chip company's travel spend. They gave us our numbers of trips last year, and we just multiplied it by the increases, both with APD and with what it costs. 84% of their journeys are actually dropped off at airports rather than getting public transport. So you know, it's a staggering cost, £250,000 added to your travel budget just on drop-off charges.
Yeah, and like you say, we'll keep everyone informed on this because I know we've got a great conversation, hopefully, about this with Manchester Airport coming up prior to our next BTA review. So we will keep everyone informed how that one went.
Yeah, so there we go. That's what we've been up to, and plenty more. We're busy planning for the autumn conference. As you said, we've got Glasgow. We're on the road. We've got technology conference coming up as well, which we're talking
about. And meetings and events.
And meetings and events, which is exciting to look forward to. And then, that will be the summer, and the sun will be shining. We're in summertime now. It doesn't feel like it down here where I am at the moment. It's lashing it down with rain and pretty bloody cold. But other than that, it apparently is spring, so that's a good news.
Yes. Clocks have gone forward. Everybody's happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Light evenings, always a positive. So there we go, folks. I hope you've enjoyed our little update as we give here. We'll be back on our next one very soon. You'll find it obviously on the website, and we'll publish it on social media. In the meantime, stay busy, keep out of trouble, and it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me.